Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 89 of the JB Sism Show. Today, we're going to be talking about one habit that will put you in the top 1% of experts. And I'm going to tell you why you should read a book a month, because that is what the habit is.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my goal each and every week is to help you take your message to the next level by teaching you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has on your heart. I want to help you succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life by helping you find your voice. Well, my friends, welcome to the JB Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism, and I am your host. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you want to be considered an expert in your field? Well, what if I could tell you that this one habit of reading a book a month will make you an international expert and a top earner? Well, it will, and in today's episode, we're going to be diving into this topic of reading, because we talk a lot about writing, and we talk very little about reading. Well, my friends, this is going to be a good show. We're also going to dive back into the ABCs of blogging. And I am excited to get this show going, because right now, I'm going to teach you how to be an expert. And as always, it is good to be back behind the microphone. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about reading, because I talk a lot about writing. I talk about blogging. I talk about getting that book out there. But here's the deal. If we're always outputting, if we're always putting something out there and we're not putting new thoughts, new ideas, new information into our minds, we're going to run out of ideas pretty quick. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about reading, because I'm about to be launching something that I am really excited about, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it in a little bit. So you're going to have to hold on to your horses, because I am launching a new thing that's going to help you form this habit. And that's right, it's going to be, it's probably going to be a daunting challenge, but it's going to be a worthwhile challenge. So stay tuned for that. Now, I am pretty excited about this, because January, and I want to say thank you to everybody who listens to this show, because this show would have failed a long time ago if I didn't have people downloading and listening to this show. Well, January was the largest listen to month that I have had here on the show. And I was really shocked to learn that January beat out almost half of last year. I'm totally going to say that again. January almost beat out half of what I had in listens last year. So that is huge. So I want to say a big thank you to everybody who's listened to the show. And if you find value in the show, I do encourage you to tell somebody about the JB Sism Show, because I want to help more people find their voice and succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. I want to help people take their message to the next level. So it doesn't matter if you're writing a book, you're writing a blog. I want to help you do that. And one of the best ways to help you do that, I'm going to throw just a quick plug in here, is I have a Friday newsletter. And every Friday at 6 a.m., I have a newsletter email that goes out, and it gives you some of my best tips, tricks, and strategies on writing, and tricks and tips on finding your voice. I also have leadership skills. I have productivity hacks, and I really want to help you take your message to the next level. And this is stuff that is not going to be on the blog. This stuff is going to be personalized to you from my inbox to your inbox. So if you want to get on this email newsletter, I encourage you to go to jbsism.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe to the newsletter there. You're also going to get every Monday and Wednesday a blog post and a podcast episode, as well as a weekly digest. Excuse me, a weekly digest in your inbox as well, in case you missed the first two. And I have links in there that you'll be able to change up how you're subscribed to stuff. But yeah, I want to help you go there, and my email newsletter is going to be the best way to help you take your voice to the next level. And so jbsism.com/subscribe. Well, today we're going to be talking a little bit about this one habit that's going to make you an expert. And who doesn't want to be considered an expert in a field? I know I do. I know I want to be an expert. And one of the things that I have learned is by studying some of the top experts and some of the top wage earners in our country, and a lot of CEOs, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this in a little bit of where I get this information. But but after studying them, I learned that the top international experts, the top wage earners, 1% of all of these people have a habit of reading at least 1 hour a day in a book. This is not reading a blog post. This is not reading emails. This is not reading reports. This is reading a true bona fide book. So whether it's on a Kindle or whether it's on a paper book, it really doesn't matter, as long as you are reading at least 1 hour a day. Because this strategy, this one habit, is going to completely change and alter your course of life. Now, If you're like me, you're a TV junkie. I love my TV. I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I think Thursday. Oh, no, maybe not Thursday. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because all the shows shift around. I have shows that I love to watch. So I have all my superhero shows. So like Flash, Green Arrow, Supergirl, and 24 Legacies back on the air. So if you've not watched 24 Legacy, it's a pretty cool show. And this guy does Kiefer Sutherland proud, or Jack Bauer proud, I should say. but I'm a TV junkie. I have my Netflix. I have my Xfinity on demand. I have my full package with Showtime and HBO and all of that. And, so I love my TV, but the thing is, TV isn't going to get you anywhere. And TV is actually just a really dang big distraction in life. And it's actually going to do more harm than good, because TV, they actually did a study. This was actually really kind of cool. I read a study where they took like 50 children, or I think 100 children each in each of these categories. It might have been 100 children each. And they did this study where they gave 100 children books to read and blank paper to draw on. And then they gave another set of 50 to 100 kids television to watch or tablets to watch TV on. Well, here's the crazy thing. The information that both of these kids were reading were the same stuff, and watching were the same stuff. So if one person was watching a movie about the Civil War, another person was reading a book about the Civil War. So they tried to keep them apples to apples. Well, here's the crazy thing. They tested these kids afterwards, and the kids who read scored higher on the tests than the kids who watched. And they hooked them up to all these little brain scan things and these wires on their head. I don't fully understand the science behind it, but They saw on the brain scans that the kids who were watching the television, their brains were actually disengaged. They were actually black. There was very little color, very little synapses firing. Not much was actually happening. But the kids who were reading, the colors on their brain were lit up like a Christmas tree, and their comprehension rate was incredibly higher than those who were watching. And in fact, those who were watching, they took a test immediately afterwards, and most of them failed it. They didn't even get most of the questions right. And I think that really goes to show that reading is something that is far greater than watching something, because your mind actually disengages, because you go numb, because you're watching a blue screen. You're watching something that isn't going to fire the synapses in your brain. Well, I did something that was actually really kind of fun the other day. I did a reading test where it was a speed reading test, and I was curious, how fast do I really read? So first bat out of the gate, I did this reading test, and I learned that I read about 750 some words a minute. Now, that's at my fastest. That was right out of the gate. I had 100% comprehension rate, and it was Staples.com that actually had the test. And if I can find that link again, I'll put it in the show notes for you. But I had 100% comprehension rate, 750 words a minute. I was actually at executive level reading speeds. Executives read anywhere from 700 to 1,000 words a minute, and then your physicists and your highly, highly super educated people, they read anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 words a minute. So basically, they're just skimming, in my opinion. But but the thing is, I have learned that I do far better at reading and comprehension after I read than I do at watching something, because watching stuff, I get facts goofed up, and as just, you know, how it is. Well, the deal is, reading is something that I think few people find the time for. And few people get so involved in Netflix and TV and Facebook. I read a stat recently that Facebook, people spend an average of 36 minutes a day. Not a day, 36 minutes an hour on Facebook. Okay, that is a lot of Facebook time, okay? I can only handle my friends on Facebook for so long before I get annoyed. 36 minutes an hour on Facebook. And they only spend about 36 to 40 minutes a day with their family. So we have some things backwards in our society. It's really beyond me. But here's the deal. 1 out of 4 people, this is kind of a neat stat. 1 out of 4 people have not read a book in over a year. Did you catch that? 1 out of 4 people. So 25% of people. This is North America. So if you're listening outside of the country here, I don't know what the stats are around the world. I just know here in America, 1 out of 4 people have not read in over a year. A book, that is. They read other stuff online, but they haven't read a book. 46%. So nearly 1 out of 2 people score the lowest in literacy. So in other words, they're not very smart. They're very illiterate. And actually, America has one of the most illiterate countries in the world, because we don't pursue people to read. And the average reading level, the average reading frequency declines by the age of 8. So if you really think about it, we are in a pickle here. We are finding that by the time people reach adulthood, 1 out of 4 are reading any kind of a book, but nearly 1 out of 2, so nearly half of the people, are illiterate. They're not really retaining the information. Why? Because they're so stuck on Facebook and TV and Netflix. So here's the deal. So what do we do? What do we do? Well, we have to learn to read. We have to do some more reading. And that's one of the things that I love to do. I have an entire library here, and I have more books. I need more shelves for all of my books. I have, in my personal library, I have close to 1,000 books. And I've read just about every single book. So nearly a thousand books in my library, and I've read them all. Some of them I have read more than once. A lot of them are novels. I have a lot of teaching novels, and this is just at home. That's not including the several hundred books I have at the office, and the several hundred books I have on my Kindle. Because whenever somebody mentions a good book, I end up downloading it. Doesn't mean if I'm going to read it right away, but I end up downloading the book. excuse me. But here's the deal. If we take an hour a day to read, 1 hour a day, that's all it takes, it will make you an international expert in about 7 years. That's at least what the data is saying on pickthebrain.com, which is actually a great, great blog if you want a good blog to read. So pickthebrain.com. They say that if you read 1 hour a day, you're going to become an expert in 7 years. So if you read one topic, so if you read a topic on business, you're going to be an expert on business in 7 years. If you read a topic on on astrophysics, you're probably going to become an expert in astrophysics in about 7 years. You got to have the brain for astrophysics, but you know, the goal is you're going to be an expert. You're going to know more than the average person. But the deal is a lot of people don't read. They just choose not to. And the cool thing is, reading an hour a day, you can read about 30% of a book a week. So you could actually technically read about an entire book, if not more than a book, a month. And if you read more than a book a month, or you read at least one book a month, it's said that you will become, or you can become, one of the top 1% wage earners in the country. So if you read one book a month, it's possible to become one of the top 1% wage earners. And that's not saying that lightly. And I know not everybody is going to get there. But it's worth a try. It's worth working towards that. So Brian Tracy said this. He said, if you read only one book a month, you will be put into the top 1% of income earners in our society. But if you read one book a week, 50 books a year, that will make you one of the best educated, smartest, most capable, and highest paid people in your field. Regular reading will transform your life completely. So what does that tell you? It tells you that most people don't read. It tells you that if you read an hour a day, you can quickly become an expert. It tells you if you read a book a month, you're going to become in the top 1% of wage earners. And if you read a book a week, you're going to be one of the most successful people in the world. I think that's pretty cool. Now, you're probably sitting there thinking, geez, only if I had time to read. Well, here's the deal. We all have time. We all have 1,440 minutes a day. 1,440 minutes a day. And if we don't take the time to find some time within all the time that we have, you're not going to become in the top 1% of the people in the population. So we got to find the time within our time to find the time to read. Try saying that 5 times fast. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get out a piece of paper. You can pause the audio right now if you want. Take out a piece of paper and write down the top 10 things that you do every day. So are you watching too much TV? How many hours do you watch TV? How many hours do you spend on the web? How many hours do you spend checking your email? Yes, email. That is one of the biggest time wasters that was done. I think it was the Oxford University that said email is one of the biggest time wasters. So how much time do you spend on email? We all know that the average person spends 36 minutes an hour on Facebook. So why don't you cut out at least, if you cut out, here's the deal. If you cut out 2 hours worth of Facebook time, so you don't check your Facebook in 2 hours. That's going to give you about an hour of time right there. So there you go. I gave you your hour of reading. Do you go out to lunch or do you stay at your desk? Well, if you stay at your desk, you can eat your granola bar and your sandwich and you can read a book. So what do you do that is keeping you from reading? You know, the not enough time is just an excuse because we just think we have to do X, Y, and Z when really we don't have to. So cut out the unnecessary things and that will give you more time. And you could even use the Pomodoro effect. I talked about this on Monday's blog post. The Pomodoro effect was invented by Francesco Cirillo when he was a college student back in the 1980s. And he took a tomato timer, kitchen timer, and he set it to 25 minutes, and then he took a break. And then he worked for another 25 minutes and then took a break. And he tried to do 4 of those in a row. And then he would take a 15, 20-minute break to give his brain a break. And he tries to do 4 of those sessions a day. And he found that he was actually getting more done in less time. And so that actually would give you more time. So if you just say, okay, I'm going to read for the next 25 minutes, I'm going to read. I'm going to take about a 5-minute break. And then I'm going to come back, read another 25 minutes, take a break, and then come back and read another 25 minutes. You're actually going to find you're going to read a little bit more than an hour a day, and it's going to go well for you. So here's what you do. Here's how you make this a habit. Number one, identify 1 hour any time during the day that you want to read. So if it's lunch, is it in the morning, is it evening? Identify an hour you want to read. Secondly, create a calendar item. So if you are the type of person that's going to forget to read, make it a habit and put it on the calendar, and your calendar is going to help you develop the habit. Number three is find books. So go to Amazon.com. You can find your books there. I have some books on my website. You can go to jbsism.com/products. Click the resource tab, and you can find some highly recommended books that I have on blogging, on products, on business. And if you want to read my books, you can go to jbsism.com/products. They're right there, and you can read my books there. I greatly appreciate any help that you can give me there. But identify and find some books. If you have books in your own bookshelf at home, pull some of those out if you've never read them. And then set the timer and read for an hour. Read like the wind. Read like you've never read before. And then finally, journal your experience. Because if you write down the things that you're learning, you're going to retain them a lot more. I use Evernote. And then I also have a journaling app on my computer, which I've kind of made the decision I'm going to start using more because I've been using Evernote as well as a paper journal. But it's called OneNote. I think OneNote or Journal One or something like that. And I can write down my journaling experience, and it gives me a prompt every day to write something down. So, but journal your experience because you're going to retain a whole lot more if you do that. And I hope that you find enjoyment out of this because I want you to develop this habit because I want you to become an internationally well-known expert in your field just by reading 1 hour a day. So a few weeks ago was the last time, I think episode 86 was the last time I did the ABCs of blogging. I have not been very good at doing the ABCs of blogging. So here's the deal. We're going to jump back into the ABCs of blogging. I have 2 items here for you, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time here, but I do want to mention these 2 items. Number one is Google Analytics. Google Analytics. That's right. We're on the G's today. Google Analytics. You're saying Google what? Well, Google Analytics is a piece of software that Google has designed to help you understand the workings of your website, understand the traffic that comes to your website. So what they do is they give you a little bit of code, little HTML code, and most self-hosted WordPress sites. Now, you cannot do this on WordPress.com or Blogger.com. So if you have ThinkPad, Blogger, or WordPress.com, not .org, not the self-hosted, but .com, which is what you can get for free through WordPress, you cannot add Google Analytics, so don't even worry about trying. But for those of you who have your own website, you own your website through a company like Bluehost or GoDaddy.com, and you signed up and you downloaded WordPress and you are using a paid theme. I'm using Michael Hyatt's Get Noticed theme, and there's a place in there you can add Google Analytics code. And so Google gives you this code that you can add to your website. And what it does is it just sits in the background and it tracks all of the data. So it tracks who's coming to what page, when they're coming to the page, how long they stay on the page, what your bounce rate is. And I'm not going to get into bounce rate right now, but basically a bounce rate, if I'm going to describe it real quickly here, if somebody comes to your page and they click onto another link and they don't read anything of your page, the Google Analytics doesn't see the page scrolling, they're going to call that a bounce rate, and it's going to negatively affect your site's performance. So what it does is it tracks the data, so it allows you to say, oh, this is making an impact here, so I'm going to start writing more about this kind of stuff, and this is the kind of stuff I'm going to write because that's what's gaining the traffic. And this other thing that I wrote about, it's not gaining much of anything, so I'm going to write less about that. So it helps you make informative decisions on what to do on your website. The other thing it does is it tracks all of the robots and the spam sites, or bots, they call them bots, on that visit your site and give you false data, false readings. And so what you can do is you can find these and you can block them from accessing your site. And so it gives you a little bit more clean data, a little bit better accurate representation of what your website's doing. So Google Analytics is a great place for you to go if you want to track the data of your website. And you could just type in to Google Analytics and you can read about it there. But basically, it's just a piece of code you add to your website. It helps you make informative decisions on the success of your blog and what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. And you can take that data and then you can capitalize on that. Secondly is Google. So if you're going to be doing research on a particular topic for your website, I encourage you to use Google. Now, I know people can use Yahoo, they can use Bing, but Google really is the number one authority when it comes to web searching. And they have a brilliant algorithm that is going to give you the most pertinent information. And so I want you to use Google to your advantage when you're doing your research. So really that's the two main things I wanted to talk about. Google Analytics, a little bit of code that you can add to your website, and then Google for all your research. And then finally is Good to Great. Now, Good to Great is a book written by Jim Collins. He wrote a book, a best-selling book called Built to Last. And the tagline of this book is called Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. This book is a case study. It's filled with case studies on how to take your business to the next level and what makes a successful business and what does not make a successful business. So the challenge was to define what makes a successful business and what the DNA of a company is. Secondly, was to study these companies and figure out why they are long-term superior to other companies and why long-term they are worse or mediocre compared to other companies. and what is going to distinguish the characteristics that causes one company to go from just a good company to a great company versus a company that is just stagnant and not doing anything. So this book is great. It basically answers the question, one of the questions of what makes a successful business. And then how you build your business to last. And he gives you systems and questions and comments on how to take your business to the next level. And if you are somebody who is just starting out in online, this is a great book to read. I loved it. And basically it teaches you how do you build a leadership structure that's going to last, that's going to invest into the people of the company. How do you build products that people are actually going to want to be buying and people are going to gravitate towards? So it uses case studies on building consistency within an organization, because it's consistency that's going to help people succeed in their business. And so I encourage you to pick up Good to Great. You can go to the show notes, jbsism.com/089, and you can click on the link to buy the book there. And that might be a good book to start out your reading for 30 days. Well, real quickly, I am working on a 30-day Bible challenge. So if you want to read the Bible in 30 days, I have a challenge for you. And I'm going to be giving you more information probably next Monday on it. So look at the website for that. Well, my friends, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. You can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/089. And while you're at it, please tell somebody about this show and help spread the message. And my friends, as always, thank you for listening. My name is Jason Sism. I'm so glad that I can call you my friend. And sign up for the free newsletter, jbsism.com/subscribe. My friends, have a good one. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.